The first TV adaptation of a John le Carré spy novel in more than 20 years premieres tonight on AMC. It's called The Night Manager. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it's a slow burn series fueled by two magnetic lead actors.
Tom Hiddleston plays Jonathan Pine like James Bond without a license to kill. He doesn't shoot bad guys, and the one fistfight he gets into with multiple people, he loses badly. Instead, Pine is the most charming, intelligent, seductive spy on television. He starts out humbly as an ex-soldier who works as the night manager for a luxury hotel in Cairo. Then everything changes. He helps the girlfriend of a criminal hide evidence that proves he's buying weapons.
Have you always been the night manager?
It's my profession, yes.
You chose it?
I think it chose me.
It's a shame. You look fine by daylight.
She meets a tragic fate, and he becomes a spy. Pine rats out wealthy British arms dealer Richard Roper to British intelligence. The officer, Angela Burr, is played with bold authority by Olivia Colman.
Why does Jonathan Pine, respected hotelier, risk his career by snitching on his guests?
Listen, if there's a man selling a private arsenal to an Egyptian crook, and he's English, and you're English, and those weapons can cause a lot of pain to a lot of people, then you just do it. Anyone would do it.
Plenty wouldn't.
Here's where this show becomes a little far-fetched. Pine abandons his night manager job and goes undercover. He then infiltrates the inner circle of Roper, who's played with oily menace by former House star Hugh Laurie.
Everyone assumes that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My father was an Oxfordshire auctioneer. Told me the price of everything. But the drive to create all of this, that comes from me and me alone. Does it come from in you?
I'm not sure I have what you describe.
That modesty, paired with Hiddleston's dazzling smile, makes the slow-moving story more compelling. Eventually, we learn more about Roper's nefarious business and why he put his new friend Pine in the center. Because this is based on a Le Carré book, The Night Manager is a spy story that's more psychology than gunplay. Violence happens off-screen, with viewers mostly shown the bloody aftermath. When asked why she's fixated on Roper, intelligence officer Burr tells a story about sorting through the carnage of a sarin gas attack that killed dozens of children in a soccer stadium.
He started selling sarin after that event. He saw what I saw. He saw 112 children and 58 adults, and he thought business. That's the Richard Roper I know.
The real attraction here is in watching Roper manipulate Pine while Pine seduces everyone, including the arms dealer's pretty blonde wife. As Roper's perfect life begins to unravel, his wife eventually asks the question on everyone's lips.
Who are you? You come into our lives, disrupt our balance. Everyone's attracted to you. Who are you? Tell me.
I can't.
Pine won't fess up, and of course they sleep together. Unlikely turns like that make the night manager a tough sell for some, and the story's slow pace will leave fans of Bond-style action films yearning for a good fistfight or car chase. Instead of fireworks, this six-part series tells a deliberate, sophisticated story of cat and mouse between a seducer and the seduced. And it's a measure of both Hiddleston and Laurie's talents that sometimes viewers can't tell who is seducing whom. I'm Eric Deggans.